As our diplomacy writer Ned Temko notes today, more than 40,000 delegates from nearly 200 countries have gathered this week on the edge of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil, seeking solutions to our warming planet. That's important work. But my personal favorite from today's offerings? Our story about a hijab-wearing hero on the soccer fields of Kano, a city in northern Nigeria that has faced persistent threats from extremists. Hida Ahmed Gadar played professional ball. Now, she uses her talents to help boys steer clear of gangs and learn the art of living purposely through sport. That's important work, too. It's Friday, November 14th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. Ukraine's energy and justice ministers resigned amid a $100 million graft probe that includes close confidants of President Volodymyr Zelensky. The country's biggest wartime corruption case involves kickbacks at the state nuclear agency, Energoatom. Mr. Zelensky, who was elected in 2019 on an anti-corruption platform, called it absolutely unacceptable for senior officials to profit illegally while Ukrainians steel themselves for a cold and dark winter amid increased Russian bombardments against energy infrastructure. Some Korean workers have returned to their post at Hyundai's Georgia battery plant as fallout from the September immigration raid continues. The State Department has restored B-1 business visas to many of the 317 Koreans detained in the raid, which threatened Korean investment in U.S. shipyards and other industries, and at least 30 have returned to the factory. Others say they have no plans to return after their week-long detention. Roughly 200 detainees are preparing a class action lawsuit against Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Also, Australian bagpipers broke the record for the world's largest bagpipe ensemble. Thousands gathered in Melbourne this week to catch 374 bagpipers playing It's a Long Way to the Top If You Want to Rock and Roll by Australian band AC/DC in the same square where its 1976 music video was filmed. Players ranged from the amateur to the well-seasoned, including one 98-year-old bagpiper. After becoming world record holders, they played Amazing Grace to an enthusiastic crowd. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. As the COP30 climate conference gathers in Brazil, Beijing and Washington have taken opposing positions on climate change. Donald Trump calls it a con. Xi Jinping has invested billions this year on green tech. Whose view will prove more prescient? Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. Immigration courts play a significant role in deciding who can stay in the United States. The Trump administration is transforming the system to speed up removal proceedings and detain more people in the process. Sarah Matusik and Caitlin Babcock report from Washington for The Monitor. For boys caught up in gang violence in the Nigerian city of Kano, a female soccer coach has become an unlikely savior. Contributor Uchenna Igwe reports from Kano, Nigeria for The Monitor. Richard Linklater's Nouvelle Vague is about the making of Jean-Luc Godard's Breathless, but its true subject is the exhilaration that comes from being a part of an artistic escapade, writes our film critic. Peter Rayner writes for The Monitor. Nomadic children typically lack the opportunity to gain high-tech skills. One digital initiative in Kashmir expands the children's sense of their own possibilities. Contributor Arsalan Bukhari reports from Baramulla, India for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the golden rule and a life of meaning. In a Thanksgiving letter to shareholders this past Monday, November 10th, business titan and retiring Berkshire Hathaway CEO Warren Buffett announced that he's going quiet. Sort of, he added. In fact, this quiet farewell from one of the world's wealthiest individuals will likely echo through the halls of American business and philanthropy for some time. For investors, there is keen interest in how his handpicked successor will perform as chief executive of one of the United States' 10 largest firms. But it is at the intersection of affluence and altruism, of gaining and giving, that Mr. Buffett's words and actions carry outsized implications. He has donated $60 billion over the last 20 years, and this week gifted $1.3 billion from sales of stock to four family foundations. That still leaves $150 billion of his personal fortune to be given away. The most enduring part of the letter wasn't financial, wrote executive coach and author Marcel Schwantes in Inc. Buffett didn't talk about markets, mergers, or money. Instead, he shared a roadmap on how to build lives of meaning. The letter was issued the same week that the longest U.S. government shutdown ended. The 43-day period underscored the economic precariousness of hundreds of thousands of Americans. Neighbors and nonprofits stepped up to meet basic needs amid furloughs, paused paychecks, and frozen benefits. Such generosity, individually and collectively, embodies a sentiment in Mr. Buffett's letter. When you help someone in any of thousands of ways, you help the world, he stated, adding that greatness comes through such acts, not through accumulating money, publicity, or power. The multi-billionaire has long viewed his immense wealth as the fruit of opportunities and support from trusted colleagues, more than as his personal achievement. It is beyond arrogance for American businesses or individuals to boast that they have done it alone, he said in 2019. Rather, it's because there is no incubator for unleashing human potential like America. This year, Mr. Buffett happily shared that Berkshire Hathaway paid $26.8 billion in corporate taxes for 2024. Reportedly, the highest such payment ever made to the U.S. government. He has long called for higher minimum tax on the ultra-rich. This sense of obligation to the country is accompanied by a down-home humility, frugality, and folksiness. In that spirit, two simple sentences in Mr. Buffett's letter offer food for thought, not just during the Thanksgiving season, but year-long. Kindness is costless, but also priceless. Whether you are religious or not, it's hard to beat the golden rule as a guide to behavior. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we can rise in prayerful protests that affirm the goodness of God's creation, which brings positive transformation. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Audrey Thiebert, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.